You're listening to Let's Go JoJo, a.k.a. Talk Like an Egyptian, the weekly JoJo's Bizarre Adventure podcast from Dynamite in the Brain and Secret of the Sailor Madness. On today's show, we have Anthony Askew.
Hello.
Dwayne Maloney.
Hello.
And Niall Flanagan.
Yo.
And me, Brian Smith. This week's episode, The Curse of Dio. But first, the week in JoJo's news. So, following up, I did actually manage to download the All-Star Battle demo.
Oh, yeah?
Did you, Anthony?
I didn't. My PS3 is not linked up at the moment.
Okay. Well, I beat it. I beat the demo, so it can't be that hard a game. It's a bit odd, particularly when you have to fight Gyro Zelepic and he's riding a horse. I guess the first beat-em-up I've played where somebody's riding a horse during it.
As far as I understand it, the characters are divided into, what, vampires, rifle users, stand users, and also stand users with horses.
Yeah.
There are more than one.
Yeah, because JoJo from Steel Ball Run he also rides a horse, doesn't he? In fact, everybody in that probably rides a horse.
Like the best fighting game.
That is the theme of that one. It is a horse race across America. Spoiler alert for the day.
Oh, come on. For me?
Decade down the line when they adapt it.
So you'd rate it, wouldn't?
I mean, I beat it, so it can't be that good.
But that doesn't mean to say it's a bad game. Multiplayer.
You have to dash to move anywhere, because I played as Jotaro, and his walking speed is very slow. He's taking everything very easily. But the visual style of it is very good. But I'm not a fighting game connoisseur, so who am I to judge? But for a JoJo's game, yeah, it looks pretty good, and there seems to be lots of characters. And the menus are all commentated by different characters, so the main menu is done by Speedwagon.
The menu?
Good.
What, so if you hover over something, it'll say, like...
Yeah, and there's one where he tells you not to click it because the guy inside that menu he doesn't trust. I can't remember who it is inside the menu, but...
That's fun. I like that.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, maybe if it comes down to 20 quid at some point in the future, I might pick it up. But I wouldn't pay full price. But then I wouldn't pay full price for any beat-em-ups.
Ooh.
So the other bits of news, which came through my Google alert, on Fandom Post, there was the announcement of the home video release in Japan begins July 30th with 6 volumes, 4 episodes of volume. So that sounds like there are 24 episodes in this season. Yeah. So I'm guessing they're not adapting all of Stardust Crusaders straight away.
There's a few guys, cut out there that aren't too interesting. Like Wheel of Fortune, when they eventually fight him, it's a good gag when they get to it, but it's otherwise not too good. That's one I'd say would cover, I think.
We heard the last seasons were kind of good for the, and now it's the training sequence, and this is going to be done over the credits. So don't worry about that. So it might do something like that, where it's just like, and then they fight some asshole.
We'll see. I guess they'll do it for multiple seasons. On Crunchyroll, there was news of Phantom Blood and Battle Tendency Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, wow. And how does that differ from a normal Rubik's Cube?
They have pictures from Phantom Blood and Battle Tendency on them.
Brilliant.
And they cost a lot more money.
Yeah.
If I see some of the costs a lot of money, you can get like a jewelry case. It's just like Dio's coffin.
Oh, that was my third bit of news. You preempted it, yes. An anime news network, they were reporting the Sentinel company had made a box that resembles Dio's coffin. You can get it in 2 different colours, and it measures 7.5 inches.
Is one like part covered in that?
Well, your jewellery, or possibly whenever they release the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure shoulder massager, you could store it in there as well.
Is this the one covered in, like, barnacles and stuff, or is this, like, the clean one?
It's the clean one.
It's clean.
I want the barnacles one.
I don't want any of those things.
Spell out D-I-O. That's what I want.
Who would possibly buy one of those?
I'm going to guess you're not the target audience for a
trinket.
A Dio... jewelry box.
I guess not.
Would you buy, right, a camera that you chopped into with a credit chop and a picture of Dio come out?
Yes. Provided it was cheap.
No, it's very expensive.
Oh, well, definitely.
What was your other news, Niall?
The other thing I found was that, because it's been a popular thing lately of swapping around intro songs, is that the opening Star Wars Crusaders and the opening to Kill la Kill are kind of interchangeable, as in the opening song fits in with the animation for the other.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, I've seen a lot of those, and I think it just anime openings and anime, the beats they have to hit all tend to be fairly similar, so a lot of them just match up.
Yeah,
out of necessity rather than by accident.
Which Kill la Kill intro, the first or
the second one?
The second. I don't like that one as much as the first one.
I kind of like the second one a bit better, but they're both not that.
They're not that great. No.
They're okay. They are the worst thing I've ever heard.
They ain't no JoJo's.
No. Which is a good point too. Let's jump into what happened this week in The Curse of Dio. So, Jotaro became a teenage brain surgeon as he operated on Noriaki Kakione. Mohammed Avdol had a flashback and talked about the charisma of Dio and confirms that Dio is pretty hot. He has a sensuality about him.
I almost didn't believe that he was a man.
We learned that if you're not a super strong, tough guy like Jotaro or Noriaki or Joseph or Mohammed, then you can be consumed by your own stand, as Holly's stand has activated, and she wasn't telling anybody that it was eating her alive.
You think they'd use her ability to look at the back of their own neck to see the stand growing out of her back, but no.
Yes, you would think that, yes. But this is the curse of Dio of the title, is that because of him attaching his head to Jonathan's body, he's activated all these stands across the world. And if you're not tough enough mentally, then this is what happens to you. So we're all very concerned. Noriaki confesses that if he ever has a girlfriend, he wants to be just like Jotaro's mum.
Yeah, why? He goes like, hey, Avdol, I think Jotaro's mum is pretty cool.
He is literally... Now, don't take this all the wrong way, but...
Well, at least he was telling Mohammed Avdol that, not Jotaro or Joseph.
Oh, Joseph. He'd powerbomb him if you wouldn't told him that.
Even if I was Avdol, I'd be just like, dude, what the fuck are you telling me this? This is weird.
That's Matthew. Who are you?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, they've just met. It's definitely crazy.
So they've got 50 days to save Holly, and the only way can they do this is by going and kicking Dio's ass. So they did find Dio. Unfortunately, the photos that Hermit Purple takes... Hermit Purple's the right name, is it? Oh,
that's the one.
Hermit, yeah. Best name.
Takes are very dark, and well, it is the 80s, and Polaroid, that's what Polaroid things look like. But thankfully, Jotaro can amaze his friends with Star Platinum's ability to copy things.
He's such a good artist.
It's very good.
Well, it's insane.
Lovely shading on things. It's lovingly rendered.
I mean, like, I like to see what he can do with more than a pencil, because I mean, there was some chiaroscuro going on there. That should be nice.
There was some watercolor, some oil paints. Man, he's he'll make a killing with his talents, you know?
He'll make your man, the pink-haired dude, his art look like a piece of shit.
He did.
So Star Platinum spots a tiny detail in the background of one of these photos and draws it, and it is a fly. Luckily, the Joestars have a extensive library.
It's like, hey, do you guys have like a... It's like, oh, we have a library full of encyclopedias. It's fine.
And Mohammed Abdul looks it up and discovers that it's a fly which can only be found on the Nile. So they must go to Egypt and beat up Dio.
I mean, that was quite the revelation, considering he had seen him in Egypt as well. He's in that place where I knew that he was.
Yes.
Couldn't have pulled up that sooner, Kaki. I don't know if you knew one called, like, massive head trauma there a little while ago, but still.
Well, but yeah, both him and Kakion, actually.
Yes, well,
knew.
Once they got three clues, they've triangulated. they've been able to pinpoint where Dio is with those 3 points.
I met him in Egypt. Yeah. Oh, I also met him in Egypt. Also, this proves that he's in Egypt. Well, he must be in Egypt.
Where could he be?
they're not the brightest, are they?
No, but they're not just going to leave Holly on her own to, in her pain. They're going to bring in the Speedwagon Foundation's greatest doctors and nurses to look after her while they're jetting around the world, beating up stand users.
What does the Speedwagon Foundation do besides help the Joestars?
Well, it's better than helping the Nazis, which is what they used to do.
It's a bit of an improvement there, yeah.
I imagine it's a lot like an awful lot of
companies like today do their stuff for the Nazis. Like, what was that fashion company? It was that Dolce & Gabbana designed the SS uniforms.
Oh, Hugo Boss.
Right. Even,
yeah.
Yeah. I think they're supposed to be like the Rockefeller Foundation, aren't they? And I think they got
some
links in the background with them.
Like, he made his money as an oil baron, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, the idea of them kind of saving his mother, is that the main focus for Stardust Crusaders?
Well, then they have to kick the shit out of Dio anyway. It just gives them a time scale to do it in.
Okay. I was just wondering if that was like that's the plot point. That's it.
Save my mum, save my daughter, save the woman who reminds me of a theoretical girlfriend I might have, and just kick Dio's ass because I'm friends with Joseph.
Is that Avdol?
Yes.
Well, I think he wants to kick Dio's ass because it makes him question his own sexuality.
That is true, yes. Translucent skin of Dio exudes a strange male sensuality.
It's like, Avdol, you didn't need to go into that much detail telling the lads that. Alright. Whatever you're into, man.
He's forewarning them.
I'm just saying, you guys, watch out. It's pretty hot.
Yeah, because it's got... Bloody Jojo's body, of course he's hot.
Oh yeah, and also, yeah, we see that because he's got Jonathan's body, he could also create a hermit purple type stand, which he uses to photograph the gang.
Oh yeah, creepy. And Joseph's even sleeping like Indiana Jones as well. He's got his hat.
Yeah, he's got that little fedora over his eyes.
Yeah, that bit's creepy.
So, wait, is Dio just hiding in a darkened room so they can take a picture of him?
It's also a vampire. You can't go away.
Oh yeah, of course.
I guess.
I forget that.
If only he had a bottle of Raid to clear out the flies in the image as well. Never found them. Never.
but that Raid didn't exist back in the Victorian era. So he wasn't aware of its invention.
That's true. He's not caught up to the modern day infestation clearance. What do you think about the name Star Platinum?
That's
what is Avdol gives him with the tarot reading.
I think he's got the best name.
He does.
I love it.
It's definitely better than Hermit Purple or whatever the hell it is.
I mean, the rest of them get the tarot name, which sometimes are cool. Magician's Red is pretty cool, but the rest of them just get regular colours. You know, like the spectrum of colours. But he gets platinum. Platinum's not a colour.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
But if you're fair, that's
in gold.
That is the colour of his stand. So I think Mohammed Avdol's... That colour part of the name is just saying what he sees.
What he looks
like. Yeah, that one is red. That one is green. That one is purple. Well, maybe he's tricky with the cards and stuff, but if he pulls out a card and he also gets magician, does that mean his one is a magician as well?
Mm.
Or does he take that card out of the deck and just throw it the fuck away?
This is really weird. There's supposed to be one in each pack.
At least he's using tarot cards. It's not...
What instead of a regular deck?
Yeah, or Happy Families.
What's a Happy Families deck?
You never play Happy Families?
No.
Well, it's where you've got, like, Mr. Bun the Baker, Mrs. Bun the Baker's wife,
right.
Master Bun the Baker's son, and so on, but with different jobs.
You could play with Monopoly boards, or Cluedo, Professor Plum, Hierophant Plum. Yeah, Neil.
Pull out his like magic or something like that.
Oh God!
I didn't understand goblin plan.
Oh dear.
I suppose the other big thing we need to talk about is we have an ending theme.
Yeah.
Actually, that introduction to the end. That the introduction to anything where they all step out of the Jotaro, this is house, and they all put their foot out and just kind of make a pose while the music kicks in. I was like, oh, that is amazing.
So somebody want to reveal the ending theme? I don't want to take the reins here.
Well, go on, Anthony, you can do it.
It's Walk Like an Egyptian.
Bye.
Who? Who was a bye? That's why I don't want to take the reins. Who's a bye?
The Bangles.
Oh, okay, of course. Yeah. I'm not around from that era. I should have read up or asked anyone other than me and then probably would have known straight away. Obviously, I know the song.
Ask your parents.
Yeah. You can see now why they're holding off and like having that idea of Egypt for the egg. That song have a make sense.
Oh, yeah, they've timed it perfectly.
It's like, oh, we haven't told them they're going to Egypt. That's very clear they're going to Egypt.
See, the bit I want to see with it is when they start tying it into, like, they don't cut to the ending, like, visuals. They just have the song playing early. That's what I want to see, because that's when it's exciting, when they used to do that with Roundabout.
That yeah, cool. Look at that build-up there before it kicks into the chorus.
Oh, yeah, it's a good tune. Good tune. And I still love the intro. The intro I've watched on YouTube numerous times. It's exciting. It gets me well in the mood for them traveling the world. It's great.
It's grown on me a bit more now. It's
good. Good. I thought you were a lost cause when you said you weren't that fond of it, but I can't wait for the silver guy, the guy with the night stand. Don't tell me his name. But he looks cool.
Well, I think that'll be not next episode, maybe the episode after.
He's in the preview.
He's in the preview, so yeah. There might be like a suggesting he's coming in. Yeah.
Yeah. His face is in shadows, but you can see his earrings.
They'll probably bring him in like right at the end of the next one.
Yeah.
Is he a good character?
He's a goofball.
Is he?
He's a lovable dope.
Okay. Well, we've got the badass in Jotaro, so I guess we don't need any more badass.
No, everyone's badass.
Need one more, like, stupid guy for this band of stupid guys, but this guy is, like, transparently stupid. So. Makes the rest of the guys look smart by comparison.
Mm. Yeah, I was looking at IMDb, and it's surprisingly underused on soundtracks. Walk Like an Egyptian. So people mainly seem to use Eternal Flame.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song. It wouldn't have applied. Well, maybe, for Avdol's.
Avdol,
if he was the main character, then yeah.
So I guess it's a tough song to apply to everything, Walk Like an Egyptian, because it's so corny, but it works so well with this.
Well, this is so corny.
Yeah, so... Is there any other big things that it's been on?
Yeah, I was just trying to find out, but IMDb, rather... I know there's a Bangles page, but it keeps on sending me to Susanna Hoff's page. There we go. Walk Like an Egyptian, Dancing on Ice, The Good Wife episode called Bitcoin for Dummies.
Oh, God.
Celebrity Big Brother. It's been on the soundtrack of Funny People. Anything else?
So there's no, like, what was that? Gem of the Nile or Jewel of the Nile? It's not on that?
No, it doesn't. I think the Gross Point Blank, it's on that soundtrack. I imagine that's probably at their disco. Because it's an 80s school reunion disco, isn't it?
But there's nothing specifically Egyptian?
Not that I can see, no. This is probably the most old... There's an episode of Futurama called A Pharaoh to Remember where it's used, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's fine then. That's fine.
But yeah, it seems mainly to have been used in like the past decade for 80s nostalgia purposes.
I just realised they didn't name Holly's Stand.
I think it's too soon. Too soon. You didn't want to pick a card, Holly.
I don't think it even has a name. I think it's on the wiki, it's just called Holly's Stand.
Okay. That stand of Thorn or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very similar to her son's, or rather her father's. It's kind of
yeah,
odd.
I guess it is.
Bunch of thorns, like.
What you call Path Hermit Purple? That card's been burned.
I love the bit at the end of this, actually, as well, where they're introducing, here's all the stands, here's all their names and powers, and freaking his one is, like, spear photos, which so far is fucking fairly useless.
It is pretty pointless. Can he generate an image of anyone? That is the question.
I think it's generating an image of the thing that he needs to do.
Okay.
Something like that. Was that his explanation, or?
I can't remember. Exactly what he says.
Yeah, I feel like as well you can do it with a television as well. Where you can smack a television and for the next 10 seconds it'll display like a spirit
footage
video. Yeah, and then TV will just like implode instead. I feel like that maybe do it later on. That seems so.
Yeah, of course the wiki. Yes, it does. It can do other things apart from just take psychic photos.
Thank goodness.
And apparently you can also combine it with the ripple.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything combines with the ripple.
Mm-hmm. You can do it whatever you want.
I'm too deep. I don't want to know this stuff.
Well,
yet.
I'm going into
for later.
Small details.
Okay.
Like we see in part for ripple like in this episode where he cry traps the flesh bud of Dio.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
I can only ripple through his non-robot hand, right?
I would imagine so.
His left hand is the thing, isn't it? The robot.
We discussed it before, okay. If his hand was made out of the leg muscles of that one beetle, then it could.
Did the Nazis have access to those beetles? Because I think that's the question.
They're active in North Africa, so they could have. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Anything else you want to discuss this episode?
This kind of little kind of fun details. When Avdol goes into the library to find a book, rather than turn on the lights or anything like that, he just makes a little flame to read by, which isn't red.
Mood light.
When Star Platinum is analyzing the photo, his eyes just refocus like the repair of robot eyes, like cameras.
Actually, that bit where he's his armor on Jojo. Holding the photo, and he's kind of like basically half hugging him and drawing a picture. It's just adorable.
Yeah, best friends. And it was kind of crack shown in the kind of the visuals a little bit. That little bit where they're all sitting in that sitting room, post brain surgery, just talking about stuff, and then it's kind of panning down from the roof of the house to look inside.
Yeah, it's like a CG pan, yeah.
Yeah, and you can see everybody inside is just like a two-dimensional, flat image for a second.
Yeah, it was a pretty good episode. It seems to be, it's doing what it needs to do, set the pace, tell us where it's got to go, bring on
the
fighting.
It's weird that this episode manages to have, no fighting bits in it.
Mm.
Yeah, and of course the most dangerous thing they're facing next week is that they've got on a plane with Joseph Joestar.
He's not good at those.
It's probably just glad we all discovered it in Japan, which he hated so much.
I did like that. It's like, I don't want to sleep on the floor. It's like, well, in Japan they call me this dad, so you have to call me that. And it's like, no, you're Holly, I named you Holly.
That just like a little moment where he's almost thinking, he's calling up for it and she's not answering, and he's thinking, maybe I should just call her sicker like she wants. And he's like, nah, screw that. Pardon's what I'm naming him. Like, God, I'm gonna call her that.
Did you see him
setting his ways?
When he's trying to find her, he's wearing his pajamas. He's like a blanket on his foot, like he's a baby. And his pajamas have explosions and the purple hermit thorns on them.
He's got
like themed pajamas. I was like, he must have had those specially made. Like,
I wonder if he has a little cutout on the arse.
Yeah.
Oh, like it's a onesie. Yeah.
Yeah. God.
Well, I'm sure they'll eventually market Joseph Joestar pajamas for you.
Oh,
purchase.
They did bloody Titan ones.
Did they? Attack
yeah,
on
I've not actually seen them. It's got called the Deviant Titan? The weird one?
What? The muscular one, yeah.
What's the colossal title? Like
Titan PJs.
The skinless body one.
Is it the one that's in armor plating, or the one where it's just like, yeah, skin and no skin?
I get the
problem. Muscular.
No, too. It's like the awful one.
Oh, it's the one with the it runs weirdly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but it might actually be in the series itself. No, no, I can't.
No, no,
that would be just too ridiculous.
It looks ridiculous. Yes.
It is, and it's horrible. But bring some JoJo's ones out. That'd be fine. It would.
Nice extra platinum pajamas or some Hero Fan Green pajamas.
Hero Fan Green. Definitely not Hermit Crab. That sounds fun.
Hermit Purple.
Hermit Purple. Where'd I get that? Well, obviously where I got Hermit Crab from.
Would these pajamas have like giant shoulder pads in them? Because I think that's necessary, you know?
They'd be like the Superman ones where they have like kind of four muscles in them.
Oh!
Yeah, if they were Jonathan Joestar pajamas, they'd have no sleeves as well. Righty ho, I think we've exhausted this week's episode, and we'll be back again next week with more Let's Go JoJo. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Farewell.